Hello and welcome to watching Left, Right and Center. I am Vedant Agarwal, our special focus on the show this evening. Another year but similar scenes in Mumbai. A fresh spell of rain almost brought India's dream city to a standstill. Streets turned to rivers, roads caved in, potholes opened, buildings collapsing like a pack of cards. And of course, Mumbai's eternal problem, nightmarish traffic. In India's richest city, monsoon washing away claims of world-class infrastructure. Roads remain congested, drains clogged, and civic infrastructure in bad shape. With crores of taxpayers' money down the drain, the Bombay Municipal Corporation, one of the richest in the country, has failed in curbing the monsoon menace. On Left, Right and Centre this evening, we ask, why can no one solve Mumbai's annual rain crisis? We have a very special panel on Left, Right and Centre this evening. But before that, let me get in our reporters on the show. Abira is joining us live. Abira, the rain has subsided is what I gather. But it has been another day of, extremely nightmarish traffic, though it was, of course, weekend. But people of Mumbai greatly inconvenienced. Talk to us about what you saw through the day and indeed through the week.
Okay, let's start with, thank God it's a Sunday. So if it's raining heavily, it has not affected people like it would affect usually on a weekday, like you said. People were asked to stay at home, and I think they did stay at home because it was pouring since morning. And by 6 o'clock in the evening, it finally subsided. The BMC said that they have received an average of 100 mm of rain, while the western suburbs have experienced 110 mm and eastern suburb has experienced 118 mm, which is not too much, but there was traffic, there was inconvenience, roads were flooded. While I cannot show you flooded roads right now, like I said, by 6 o'clock the rain subsided. But the moment it starts raining in Mumbai, it's a nightmare. People traveling to office, they are stuck at railway stations. Again, it's a Sunday, that's why we didn't see too much of inconvenience. People stayed at home. But throughout the week, every time it starts raining, people are praying literally in the morning, because they have to reach early, they are talking to the HRs. It's so much of an inconvenience. If you see railway stations, it's absolutely crowded. People have no clue. And this has been happening for years now. Every year, it is the same thing. The roads, there are potholes everywhere. You can't even take the road if the trains are not working, because the roads are worse.
Absolutely. So, not just flight operations, but rail and road operations also hit badly. Anuj is joining us as well from Santa Cruz. Anuj, as you've been reporting through the day, there was, of course, a very heavy rain alert from Mumbai. So, of course, tomorrow and the day after and perhaps the days to come are going to be worse. But what you saw today, gives you a sense of how the municipal corporation has, in a sense, failed to come up with a long-term sustainable solution as far as rain is concerned. There were people inconvenienced greatly and also flight operations hit.
Yeah, firstly, the orange alert that has been put in place by the IMD department will go on till the 24th of July. So, as Abira said, rightly, the rains have subsided after the evening. 3 to 5 saw the most intense spell of rain today, affecting almost all parts of the city pretty much equally. And after that, it went down. At the moment, it is dry in most of the places, and the water where it was logged, it has also gone down, and the levels of the water have gone down. Secondly, throughout this day, whenever we were visiting the places which were waterlogged, we interacted with a lot of police officers, a lot of constables and BMC officials. And we realized that a long-term solution has just not been able to be put in place at the moment here in Mumbai. The problem, quite sadly, is still about the capacity of the manholes. It is about, the kind of problems which we don't really associate with one of the most developed cities like Mumbai. But the BMC workers off the record, they shared several instances about how the placement of the manholes is not necessarily in the low-lying areas. And the people also complained to us about how the manholes which should ideally have been cleaned before the rainy season started, but were not cleaned completely. And them not being cleaned increased the probability of the rain, of the rainwater getting, getting accumulated there, and hence it causing water accumulation and water logging problems thereafter. Now, today, throughout the day, one of the major problems was also the flight operations, but it happened in the evening. But after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, the rain, the flight operation problem also seemed to have eased down as flights are getting back to their schedule.
Anuj, thanks very much for joining us with that. Also, thanks to Abira for bringing us those live updates. Anuj made some very important points about how manholes and potholes continue to be one of the major problems as far as this monsoon menace in Mumbai is concerned. Joining me this evening on Left, Right and Centre, Dr. Sudhir Krishna, former Secretary, Ministry of Urban Development, Government of India. Anil Galgali, civic rights activist, is joining us from Mumbai as well. Shaina NC, spokesperson of the BJP, and Sanjay Gupta of the Shiv Sena Uddhav faction is also with us. Shaina NC, let me come across to you first.
Yeah.
What a reporter just said, potholes, manholes, clogged drains, roads turning to rivers, these are scenes that are not rare for Mumbai. But why is it that the municipal corporation, which is also one of the richest in the country, you had the budget also amped up by 10% this year, why is it that we're always looking at quick fixes? Why can't the municipal corporation of Mumbai come up with a long-term sustainable solution?
So please allow me an opening comment. First, we do know that Mumbai and its topography is extremely challenging. The fact that you have seven islands which have been reclaimed in this so-called city of ours, you have various challenges. Now, yes, in the past too, one has would want to have questioned the UBT Sena, who was in power for the longest time, the BMC, as well as the administration. And I'm not ducking this question, because there are about 10 spots where you have seen, even in this season of monsoon, where you've had 300 mm of rain for 6 to 7 hours. Now, that coupled with the high tide obviously is extremely challenging at few spots. You've seen water logging at Chunabati, Sion. You have seen railways being stalled for limited times, be it the harbour line. But what have we done as in terms of accountability? Mm. You have had the administration, the chief minister, the deputy chief minister, all working in the disaster management team. You have 481 pumps today. The railways has upped it to 200 pumps. And we have seen in lots of places there has not been stagnation, which would normally have been there.
Yes.
Like, for example, in Andheri, if you say some of the freeways in the Mata. Mm. So the BMC has taken measures of cleaning nalas, timely reviews. We've had the NDRF, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, fire brigades, NGOs, all part of the disaster control team.
Right.
So, is there an initiative? Yes, whether it is for the Mumbai cars, you know, giving them, the proper kind of facilities if they are stranded, tea, coffee, biscuits, initiatives. Right. But I think we need to understand that if the sea level water rushes into the nalas, we have a situation here which needs to be contained. And yes, the disaster management team has been doing its best.
So initiatives have been taken. And I appreciate you, Shaina NC, not politicizing the debate, because that's extremely important. But is politics really at the center of this lack of accountability? Sanjay Gupta, main aapse ye puchunga ki jo Shaina NC ne bhi ye briefly bola ki Shiv Sena kafi samay se Uddhav ji ke ke netritv mein BMC mein thi aur BMC administration aapke under tha. Kya kahin na kahin politics ki wajah se aur rajneeti ki wajah se ek long term sustainable solution nahi aa paya hai is problem ka, kyunki Delhi mein bhi hum isi tarike se dekhte hain ki jo municipality hai wo bolti hai ki center hame allow nahi kar rahi hai kaam karne se, LG allow nahi kar rahe. Kya aapko lagta hai isi ye is rajneeti ki wajah se aaj Mumbai mein ek long term solution nahi hai to deal with the monsoon worries?
देखिए, बड़ी हैरत की बात है कि हम उन मुद्दों पर भी राजनीतिक आरोप प्रत्यारोप की बात करते हैं जो मुद्दे प्राकृतिक और नेचुरल हैं। आपको ये जानकर के बड़ी हैरानी होगी कि हमारे देश में इस तरह की पॉलिसी है कि जिससे कि हमारे देश के किसी भी शहरों और गांव का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अमरीका, ब्रिटेन और फ्रांस के शहरों से भी बेहतर बन सकता है, और उसके लिए सरकारों को ना तो पैसा खर्च करना पड़ेगा ना ही मेंटेनेंस देनी पड़ेगी। ऐसी पॉलिसी भी है कि जिससे कि ना सिर्फ हमारे देश के शहरों और गांव में सीसीटीवी कैमरा फ्री में लग सकता है, बल्कि उसके एलईडी स्क्रीन भी फ्री में लग सकती हैं, और इसके लिए भी सरकारों को ना तो पैसा खर्च करना पड़ेगा ना ही मेंटेनेंस देनी पड़ेगी, और अगर कहीं कोई परिंदा पर भी मारेगा तो उसका पता सुरक्षा एजेंसियों को भी पता होगा, और लोग रोडों पर भी देख सकते हैं एलईडी स्क्रीन पर कि किस आदमी ने क्या अपराध किया या क्या घटना घटी, और उस पर सुरक्षा एजेंसी अपना काम कर सकती हैं। मगर हम उन पॉलिसीज पर डिस्कशन करने की बजाय हम उन आरोप और प्रत्यारोपों पर बात करते हैं जिससे कि एक दूसरे को नीचा दिखाया जा सके। अगर हम बीएमसी में शिवसेना यूबीटी उद्धव जी अगर 20-30 साल यूबीटी में रहे तो बीजेपी के हमारे साथी भी तो हमारे साथ ही थे उस वक्त। आज ये कहते हैं कि हम ये कर रहे हैं, हम वो कर रहे हैं, हम फलाना कर रहे हैं, हम ढिमका। मैं इनसे जानना चाहता हूं कि वो कौन सी पॉलिसीज है, क्या जानते हैं कौन सी पॉलिसीज है जिससे कि हमारे देशों को शहर हमारे देश के शहरों और गांवों का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर वर्ल्ड क्लास बन सकता है, और उसके लिए सरकारों को पैसा भी खर्च करना पड़ेगा, मेंटेनेंस भी देनी पड़ेगी।
ठीक है, आई आल्सो लाइक टू ब्रिंग इन डॉक्टर सुधीर कृष्णा हु इज अ फॉर्मर सेक्रेटरी ऑफ मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ अर्बन डेवलपमेंट। सुधीर कम इन ऑन दिस बिकॉज यू सी इट्स अ लार्जर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रॉब्लम दैट वी आर सीइंग अक्रॉस सिटीज। यू नो द रूफ कोलैप्सेस दैट वी सॉ एट एयरपोर्ट्स अक्रॉस सिटीज वाज प्रीटी कंसर्निंग। व्हाट डज इट से अबाउट द कंडीशन ऑफ आवर क्रिटिकल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अक्रॉस सिटीज?
Well, as regards the flooding issue is concerned, I mean, let me touch on that first.
Yes.
I think it's a very unfortunate situation because water is a boon for the cities. And in fact, we recall that just one month before we were praying for water. There was scarcity of water. And today we are saying that it is causing flooding. So the primary reason for flooding of water flooding the cities is lack of proper drainage planning.
Yes.
And you see, we are now in a mode situation where we are handling this flooding problem as a disaster issue. It is actually fundamentally an urban planning and urban management issue. Only when both planning and management fail, then as a rare measure, disaster management should be taken recourse to. But unfortunately, we are managing cities today in a disaster management mode. Even I saw in Gurgaon, even the solid waste management is being taken under the Disaster Management Act.
Hmm.
So it's a very unfortunate situation. I think drainage planning is absolutely necessary. Other infrastructure also, we can say the same thing. And then management issue. When the water comes, it has to flow out. If it can't flow out, which means there is an obstruction. An obstruction is because of garbage coming in the drainage system, or the drainage system collapsing, not being maintained properly, and so on. So this has to be tackled. And number two, the water has to be stored somewhere. So the lakes have to be there. There has to be storage of water in the surface. So more lakes have to be created and existing lakes have to be cleaned up. Mm. So water must be stored.
Mm.
And thirdly, the rainwater harvesting. If the water must go down under the soil. And so every residential complex, every office complex should have rainwater harvesting structure. It's not very complicated. Doesn't cost much. Existing rainwater harvesting structures have to be cleaned up. So a lot of water will go inside the earth and it will enrich the subsoil levels. And it can be used in the summer season. So it's a wonderful opportunity, which unfortunately is becoming a calamity. We should enjoy this rain and make it a sign of, you know, a source of strength for the city rather than becoming a source of nuisance for the city.
Yes, and you know, the thing you said about decongestion of drains, I think that's the most important issue here, because hundreds of drains, whether it's Mumbai or Delhi, particularly Mumbai, hundreds of drains are still clogged, and that happens to be one of the major reasons why we see this kind of waterlogging. Anil ji, aap bataiye, as a civil rights activist, you know, jahan beautification ki baat karte hain Mumbai ki, there have been so many projects that have that were released right ahead of elections as well, but the right to a city that is well planned, that is something that is denied to the people of Mumbai. The kind of traffic we see in the city, the rail operations hit, local train becomes absolutely unmanageable, flight operations hit. So the right to a well-planned city is something that has been denied to the people of Mumbai.
Nishchit taur par, kyunki jis tarah se hum dekhenge ki Mumbai ka jo DP hai, abhi 2034 ka DP publish hua hai, lekin pichle 25-30 saalon se municipality ne डीपी प्लान को लेकर जहां पर जो रिजर्वेशन है वहां पर काम नहीं किया। सेकेंडली, जो 26 जुलाई 2005 मुंबई में हुआ था, तब अंडरग्राउंड रिवर प्रोजेक्ट के बारे में चर्चा हुई थी। आज मुंबई में मिट्टी, धईसर, ओसीवारा और पोईसर चार नदी है। दुर्भाग्य से पिछले 18 सालों से राज्य सरकार हो, केंद्र सरकार हो, उन्होंने किसी ने भी इस अंडरग्राउंड रिवर प्रोजेक्ट पर काम नहीं किया। सेकेंडली, जो आज हमारे समुन्द्र में जो हाईटाइड होती है तो 45 ऐसे ड्रेनेज है मुंबई में जो म्युनिसिपालिटी के रिकॉर्ड पर है जो पानी को पास करती है। जब हाईटाइड आती है तो म्युनिसिपालिटी क्या करती है, वहां के 3 गेट को बंद करने का काम करती है, यानी कहीं ना कहीं तो सोल्यूशन से महानगर पालिका भाग रही है। तीसरी बात की जो हमारी गटर की जो क्षमता है ड्रेनेज की, वो प्रति घंटा 25 mm बारिश को झेल सकती है, आज तो 100 mm बारिश गिरी है। सेकेंडली, जब चितले कमेटी की रिपोर्ट आई थी तो बीमस्टोट वर्ड जो एक प्रोजेक्ट था उस पर आज तक ना किसी भी सरकार ने काम किया। और पिछली सरकार जब उद्धव ठाकरे मुख्यमंत्री थे, मुझे याद है जब उन्होंने माहुल और मोगरा ये पंपिंग स्टेशन को डिक्लेयर किया, मगर माहुल की जगह सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट की होने की वजह से आज तक एनओसी नहीं मिल पाई। यानी कहीं ना कहीं तो सेंट्रल, स्टेट और बीएमसी, इन तीनों में कोऑर्डिनेशन नहीं है। मुझे याद है कि जब 26 जुलाई 2005 को बाढ़ आई थी, तभी विलासराव देशमुख मुख्यमंत्री थे, वो कुर्ला कल्पना में आए थे, उस मीटिंग को मैंने भी अटेंड किया था। तब उन्होंने कहा था कि आज के बाद मुंबई में सिर्फ एक ही एजेंसी होगी, वो होगी मुंबई महानगर पालिका। लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के अंडर में रेलवे है, जो पिछले दिनों मुंबई रुकी, रेलवे रुकी, क्योंकि वहां के कलवर्ट्स और ड्रेनेज इसलिए साफ हो नहीं पाए क्योंकि म्युनिसिपालिटी से रेलवे पैसा लेती है मगर काम नहीं करती। दुर्भाग्य है क्योंकि जो भी पॉलिटिकल पार्टियां हैं उन्हें किसी को मुंबई से पड़ी नहीं है। आज मुंबई में 100% नाले साफ नहीं हुए हैं, लेकिन दावे किए जा रहे। बीजेपी के जो अध्यक्ष आशीष शेलार, उन्होंने खुद व्हाइट पेपर निकालने की बात असेंबली में की है, लेकिन सरकार किसकी है, एकनाथ शिंदे, बीजेपी और एनसीपी की। कहीं ना कहीं तो पॉलिटिकल बात मैं नहीं कर रहा हूं, मगर जो अधिकारी काम नहीं कर रहे, क्योंकि पिछले 2 सालों से म्युनिसिपालिटी में प्रशासक है, कोई नगर सेवक नहीं है, किसी एमएलए की सुनवाई नहीं हो रही है। कल ही जो डीपीडीसी की बैठक हुई थी मुंबई सबब की, तो एमएलए ने कागज फाड़कर डीपीडीसी मीटिंग में हंगामा किया, क्योंकि सरकार काम नहीं कर रही है, प्रिवेंशन कर रही है, करोड़ों रुपए खर्चा कर रही है। दुर्भाग्य से
आपने कई बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट मुद्दे उठाए हैं यहाँ पर, एंड एज यू ऑल्सो मेंशन ब्रीफली दैट समवेयर देयर इज नो स्टेट सेंटर कोऑर्डिनेशन व्हिच इज की टू यू नो सॉल्विंग अ प्रॉब्लम ऑफ दिस स्केल। Shaina NC, would you agree with what Anil ji said, that there has to be more sort of a more coordinated approach to a problem, as you also mentioned, of this magnitude?
No, I absolutely agree that coordination, be it the administration, the political class, BMC, all agencies. But please let me highlight few points here, Vedant. You know, this is the first time we've had no flooding at Gandhi Market, Sion, Hind Mata and Parel, which were major flooding spots in the past. You take Andheri subway for example, and Anil ji is absolutely right in his assessment, but the pumping station at Mahol and Mogra Nala have been completely okayed by us. Having said that, when the high tide is 4.4 meters and the seawater rushes in into the Nalas, this is a situation where we have to contain collectively. The BMC is trying its best. I think the administration, in tandem with the chief minister and the disaster management team, I do concede with what the urban planner said, because that is Sudhirji's suggestions were bang on. But now in a situation such as this, when you have spots like in Mumbai city, I'm just trying to express that it could be a lot worse.
The situation is slightly better, but one thing that I want to ask both of you and Sanjay ji, but Shaina, I want to interject you there and ask you why this is not on top of priority when it comes to poll manifestos, given the fact that you have multi-crore infrastructure projects that may look more appealing on a political manifesto and not basic issues like potholes and manholes.
So our chief minister, deputy chief minister are working tirelessly on this issue. And please, when it comes to infrastructure, with pride, I'd say, Vedant, visit Mumbai to just see the kind of developmental projects which have taken off, have been completed in record time limit with the correct budgets, no element of corruption. That is something to talk about too. But yes, our topography has always been a challenge. And if you have 7 islands which are reclaimed and the sea level water rushing into Nalas, and you have this kind of 300 mm incessant rain for 6 and 7 hours, it does have come with its set of challenges. Okay. Having said that, I think that you also need to give credit where is due to even the BMC officials and the administration. Forget the political class.
Sanjay ji, wanted to come in on this. Sanjay ji, boliye.
देखिए, अनिल गलगाली जी ने एक बहुत ही तजुर्बेकार बात कही कि कोऑर्डिनेशन, ये कोऑर्डिनेशन हमारे बहुत से डिपार्टमेंट्स में नहीं होता सही तरीके से। इवन देन एक डिपार्टमेंट का, एक डिपार्टमेंट के अंदर ही कई डिपार्टमेंट जो होते हैं उनका आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन सही नहीं है। जैसे कि मान लीजिए आप पार्क को ले लीजिए या मेन रोड्स को ले लीजिए, पार्क के अंदर अगर कोई काम डेवलपमेंट का होना है तो इलेक्ट्रिक डिपार्टमेंट अलग है, डेवलपमेंट का पार्क अलग है, और एक दूसरा और डिपार्टमेंट, वो तीन डिपार्टमेंट एक पार्क में काम करते हैं, उनका आपस में कोई कोऑर्डिनेशन नहीं होता, कौन क्या करने वाला है इसका किसी को नहीं पता होता। ऐसे रोड्स पर अगर हम आ जाते हैं तो कुछ नाले तो ऐसे होते हैं जो म्युनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशन के अंडर में होते हैं, कुछ नाले ऐसे होते हैं जो डेवलपमेंट अथॉरिटीज के अंडर में होते हैं, और कुछ नाले ऐसे होते हैं जो पीडब्ल्यूडी सरकार के अंडर में होते हैं, उनका भी आपस में कोई कोऑर्डिनेशन नहीं होता, कौन आधा नाला बना रहा है, कौन पूरा नाला बना रहा है। यहां तक कि रोड जब बनता है तो रोड बनने के समय पर ये बिल्कुल नहीं देखा जाता कि इस पे अब क्या कहते हैं आपका दिल्ली जल बोर्ड का कोई पाइपलाइन डलना है या किसी टेलीफोन की तार डलनी है या किसी और चीज का काम होना है। तो ये जो आपस में डिपार्टमेंट्स का कोऑर्डिनेशन नहीं है, एक ये सबसे बड़ा कारण हमारे देश के अंदर सही तरीके से डेवलपमेंट ना होने का कारण है। और दूसरा, जो म्युनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशन और डेवलपमेंट अथॉरिटीज के अंदर प्रशासक या कमिश्नर्स होते हैं, ये सिर्फ 2-3 साल या 4 साल ही काम कर पाते हैं, जबकि किसी इस मुद्दे को सही से समझने के लिए किन नियम कायदे कानूनों में किस तरह के संशोधन हो और उसको किस तरह से इंप्लीमेंट किया जाए, इसके एक्सपीरियंस के लिए कम से कम 20 से 25 साल का एक्सपीरियंस चाहिए, तब उस काम को सही तरीके से किया जा सकता है।
लेट मी गेट इन डॉक्टर सुधीर कृष्णा ऑन दिस। डॉक्टर कृष्णा, समथिंग दैट आई सेड अर्लियर इज वेल, दैट वाइल द फोकस वेरी मच इज ऑन you know big infrastructure projects, you know, whether it's coastal roads, bridges, highways, corridors, you know, things that look appealing on a poll manifesto, things that that you know in a sense pander to vote bank ahead of elections, do we need to return to more fundamental infrastructural problems in our cities, especially our metros, whether it's Delhi, Mumbai, even Bengaluru for that matter?
Absolutely, you absolutely said it very rightly, Vedanta. In fact, drainage planning is the fundamental, the very first layer of regional planning or urban planning, the very first layer. After that, transportation planning and habitation planning and so on. Unfortunately, the planning is being, you know, not given due attention. And what is required is that we should have a full-fledged authority, or even if it is MMRDA, there should be one additional CEO looking after drainage system alone, only, no, nothing else. Similarly, in the Mumbai Municipal Corporation also, one senior officer, maybe additional commissioner, exclusively for drainage system. And all these authorities should put together, form a drainage planning and management committee for the greater Mumbai. It is absolutely necessary because, you know, this drainage, if it is not managed well, the whole havoc it creates, you get the potholes. 50% of the problem of potholes is because of the flooding of the roads. And you maintain the road every year, but it floods 3-4 times, then it can never be pothole free. And similarly, it causes diseases also. It causes so many other problems. So the drainage planning, see, simply infrastructure going on, creating road, etc., is necessary, flyovers, etc., is necessary, no doubt. But this most fundamental level of urban development is, without proper drainage management, the cities cannot have sustainable environment. And mostly it is the poor people who suffer most, actually.
Absolutely.
And the poor people, because in low-lying areas, mostly poor people live. And they suffer the most. And even cities' economy also gets impacted. And it is not difficult as well. Now satellite imagery is there. We have got ground tracing arrangement is there. Flood mapping is available. Everything is available. But somebody has to collate. Somebody has to put all the information together, put all the heads together and prepare a good drainage plan and drainage management plan. Both are required. Not rush to, you know, this is disaster management, that when flood comes, yes, the disaster management team rushes and clears the blockage points. That is all right. That should be done. But there should not be the prime attention for us. Definitely, the city will start shining if the drainage planning is done properly.
Right. So it's almost like going from one emergency to another. And you can't always rely on quick fixes. In fact, government data seems to suggest that, nearly lakhs of tons of waste from over 500 drains that are more than 4 feet deep is yet to be cleared. So that gives you a sense of how bad the situation is as far as the clogged drains are concerned. But Anil ji, the last word to you, because one thing that we have not touched upon is you know, the value of life, because we just saw how a woman died. अभी एक वॉल कोलैप्स हुआ था मुंबई में जिसकी वजह से एक महिला की डेथ हो गई. ऑफ कोर्स इन दिल्ली वी सॉ हाउ द एयरपोर्ट रूफ कोलैप्स लेड टू द डेथ ऑफ एन इनोसेंट उबर ड्राइवर. सो इज द वैल्यू ऑफ लाइफ सो चीप इन इंडिया दैट यू नो वी अलाउ नेचुरल डिजास्टर. दिस इज नॉट इवन अ डिजास्टर बिकॉज दिस इज जस्ट अ यूजुअल स्पेल ऑफ रेन दैट लीड्स टू डेथ्स एज वेल इवन नाउ.
देखिए कि इसको प्राकृतिक आपदा बोलना गलत होगा.
बिल्कुल
ये मानवीय लोगों की गलती है. जिस तरह से मुंबई में आज मुंबई महानगर पालिका हर जगह पर इंक्रोचमेंट है, गटर को पैक किया गया है, इलीगल स्ट्रक्चर्स बन रहे हैं, तो कहीं ना कहीं तो कंट्रोल नहीं है. पिछले 30 ईयर्स में मुंबई का स्वरूप बदल गया है. 26 जुलाई 2005 के पहले बाढ़ क्यों नहीं आई? क्योंकि आपने बांद्रा को डिक्लेमेशन किया. जहां पर वाटर संचय था, जल संचय था, उस जगह को भी भरनी करके वहां पर बीकेसी बनाया. इसके पहले नरीमन पॉइंट बनाया, इसके पहले दादर बनाया. कहीं ना कहीं तो जो जमीन जो पानी को क्षमता रखती है वहां पर इंक्रोचमेंट्स और डेवलपमेंट के नाम पर, जैसे अभी माहौल खाड़ी को लेकर जो कप परेड ड्यू बना रहे, तो कहीं ना कहीं तो मैंग्रोव को तोड़ रहे हैं, इंक्रोचमेंट बढ़ रहा है. तो मानवीय जो लोगों की जो जान की कीमत शून्य है. मरेंगे तो 5 लाख 25 लाख. देखिए सरकार अपना काम करती है, मगर उन गलतियों को करने वाले लोगों पर आज तक कार्रवाई नहीं होने की वजह से मुंबई में हर साल इस तरह के हादसे होना जो कोई मतलब जरूरी लगता है.
अनिल जी बहुत शुक्रिया. आई थिंक दैट्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट यू आर मेकिंग एंड अ गुड नोट टू एंड द शो ऑन एज वेल. थैंक्स ऑल वेरी मच फॉर बीइंग विद अस ऑन लेफ्ट राइट एंड सेंटर दिस इवनिंग एज यू पुट द स्पॉटलाइट ऑन कोलैप्सिंग सिविक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इन इंडियाज रिचेस्ट सिटी. दैट्स ऑल द टाइम दैट वी हैव ऑन द शो दिस इवनिंग. थैंक्स सो मच फॉर वॉचिंग.